After steaming from Pier 3 and beyond the harbor, we made south along the coast. As we traced the land that first night, I found it impossible to sleep for all my excitement. I watched the dark outline of the shore slide past, occasionally daubed by a fellow traveler's fire gleaming through the trees. After a time, we landed at Following a night of talk and drink, I left my compatriot and headed back across the slumbering campus. In a secluded green, I found a gentleman sitting alone beside a flickering votive, lost in thought. I begged pardon for the intrusion, but he waved off my apology and invited me to sit. The man was memorializing a shipwreck that happened off that very coast 30-odd years before. The ship, traveling the reverse of my route, had been caught in a hurricane and took more than 400 souls down with it. Though he'd survived the tragedy, the man's parents had not, and he'd wandered the town distraught, sleeping in this very spot until taken in by a kindly professor. This was the beginning of his new life. I happened to have a stub of candle among my belongings, which I lit and added to his vigil. After a time, the man checked his watch and saw that it was 11 past 11. Telling me he must get back to his wife and child, he asked if I needed shelter. I gratefully accepted.